Hello, everyone, and welcome to... You can't see me. I can't see the GM. Well, fine. Let's quickly go around. This is Dicewise Entertainment, GM Jeff Ball speaking from the Rollmongers Actual Play Podcasting Network. You are looking at the one and only Jared Mercer, who is kind enough to do his one-shot in our Simply Second Edition Actual Play Podcast series. We are streaming live tonight at twitch.tv at GM's Cut, and we're doing Jared's homebrew world of Rotram, and we're showing everybody how easy it is to just pick up the second edition rule set, not worry about the year 4719 in Galorian, and just do your own world. Have your own fun. Jared!
Yes, so, last time, which has been about 2 weeks now, since we decided to take a stress relief break after running into giant beetles that could kill us in one stomp, thanks again to our native druid who decided that he was going to pick fights with all the living creatures in the world.
Who did that?
But eventually he did learn. He did learn that nature can be his ally too. He doesn't need to burn it down. But
oh, come on.
As they eventually did search through the encampment we are now located at, they did find some evidence of the past and some interesting trivia pieces, opening up the world a little bit more. They democratically decided to, instead of going back and getting help, continuing forward and finding the missing miners and engineers that they were supposed to meet up with. So that is where we are starting this evening. The party, I am hoping, has decided that they were going to take an extended rest. Yes.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
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 Yay.
I like to sleep.
Yes. Sleep is good.
we have a bit of a cast change tonight, even though you can't see. We've got, first of all, Rob Hammond is back in the house.
Yay.
Yay.
Hello, everyone.
Yay. Of course, myself, GM Jeff Ball, my lovely wife and executive producer of Dicewise Entertainment, Cheryl Ball, is here tonight.
Hello.
A blast from the past. Did you know, Corey, that Skid Meyer from the Glass Cannon podcast used to play Robotech the RPG?
Really?
Yeah.
That's
and did
awesome.
You know, after I found this wonderful piece of information out from the GCP fan cast interview that he did, it's okay, somebody had to interview him.
Oh, I'm glad Jared. Awesome.
I got somebody that he used to play, and he was talking about Principled, Scrupulous, and then Cheryl, I hit Netflix, and what's there? 1985, season one, Robotech.
Oh, that's awesome.
Corey Chazon is in the house tonight, and yeah, he hasn't played since 1985.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
That just shows his age.
Joe Gibson has been whisked away for a while. We'll see him next week. But we have a friend of a friend of a friend. What a small world is it? I get talking to someone at my store and find out that they know somebody that used to game Riffs with Rob. Our Rob. Right here.
Too true, too true.
So sitting in tonight and sort of checking out what we're doing. And we're just going to give you Joe's Goblin for fun. He won't mind. He doesn't talk much. Is with Anita
Goblin
Holland.
Comes back no matter what happens to it.
Yeah. Say hello to Anita Holland.
Hello, everyone. This is Anita. Yes, I knew Rob very briefly. I would say, oh, Lordy, 18 years
95?
Ago. No, actually, it was after that. It was about 99, 2000. Because you were still gaming with Tom when our mutual friend introduced the two of us together. That was right before everything ended.
And now you're here by fate. Back to play. Back to play again.
I'm not even going to tell you how many years that is because I know.
Anyway, sorry, we've stolen the intro as well as the show away from Jared. Jared, I'm sorry. Giant stone squirrels and missing miners. Are we talking about axe pick miners and the gold rush, or like just young children from the valley that we must relocate?
We are talking a combination of transmuter magicians who specialize in engineering, actual physical miners who also specialize in engineering, and a good 20 other people who were here to help set up this exit tunnel that you were sent out here by Grim Todd to find out how close they are to finishing, because he has this squirrely feeling that things aren't going to go so well back home soon. So that is where we are. And as of last time, you all decided, since you haven't found any miners, you have found evidence of something happening. There's a lot of dead bodies of mages, mostly. And a giant stone beetle that, like I had said, Mefrit had decided to attack first and then decided that it was a bad idea. And after some very persuasive skill checks, our druid acted like a druid and made friends with an animal. Good job.
Oh, nobody can see me with my thumbs up.
But to make it up, lots of us are actually hanging out in the chat tonight. So for what you can't see, at least you can talk to some of the cast directly.
Yes.
Our phones.
Yes. So I think we did almost have two deaths, I think, last time. At least one was almost definite death. It was pretty close. We almost had a party wipe because they couldn't decide whether or not nature was their friend. So, the other thing was some evidence of blow darts being used. I believe our alchemist picked up some much needed supplies in that area.
You just wait. Soon I'll be auditioning for first edition where alchemists were somebody again. You'll wait. It's just so painful with my
life. Even though he is our resident healer instead of your normal bomber or mutagen master, he's the collegiate. Because that's what you all wanted him to play. Congratulations. You've got a nerfed healer.
Yeah, hey. Thank you, Internet. my class and my race were chosen for me. It's not my fault.
Hey, you asked.
Yeah, that's true. I couldn't decide.
And they answered. So, you have had a good night's rest. Those of you who still need it, I think Mefrit, and I'll keep saying that name until eventually it sounds right, you are still down a little bit of health, but you're in the green.
Yes,
so
yes.
That is up to you whether or not you want to heal up completely. I will tell you you're only missing two.
All right, so let's do that. Let's cast a nice little fancy-dancy heal spell on myself and take care of that.
So
cast.
I hate to meta, but it's like, is Rob just come jogging up out of the bush? Hey, guys, you left me. Oh, we left him by the roadside three sessions ago.
No, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
Just one thing. We're yes. still saying it's Dice Before Dishonor, War Crown.
Okay, I got it.
On the stream.
I got it. I need to closer, and you're getting a lot of echo, Rob.
Silt.
Okay, how about now?
That's a little better. Closer would be nice.
Okay. Oh, no problem there.
Closer you get that microphone, the less echo of the wall behind you and pick it up.
Yep.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, you don't change the entire studio around. Yes, yeah, sorry. Jared's trying
this
so hard.
This should be the last time, guys, I swear.
Yeah. Whose idea was this?
Mine. Sorry.
So Silt decided that he was going to do the mature thing and look around before, fighting a giant bug. And what he found was an entrance to what looks like a very wide tunnel. It is approximately 40 feet across, 30 feet high at its peak. And he's pretty sure this is where the miners and wizards and engineers have disappeared into. He's found some tracks. He has backtracked, and after talking to Ock, they have both agreed that these are definitely the same tracks. The one thing that they haven't been able to figure out is who took these creatures, or did they run into the mine themselves to deal with something else entirely? So he has found the entrance to the mine.
Is it a natural entrance, or is it?
It might have. I will need a generic. I believe it will be. Ooh. A nature check for the druid or anybody else who has it will tell you how much of this is still natural and how much isn't. A high perception will point out a few things.
Okay. Got a nature check of 14, and please don't forget to add my 5 hit points back. I'm looking for a
yes,
bonus.
Yes, you're right.
Okay? Come on.
16.
So, and then, of course, any lore skills that have it to deal with engineering, dungeoneering, any of that will help also.
3 for lore on warfare.
Games lore?
No, sorry. All right, so you're
mining.
Warfare not applicable.
I have a question for the GM about the map, your overworld continent map.
Yes, sir.
So we're in the valley that's in the middle of all that sandy-looking mountains, right?
Yes, sir.
And now we're in the very west hex, which is the top of the three of the forest within that valley?
Yes, sir.
And we're just coming up on, like, an actual tunnel. So we haven't left the mountain ring. Like, we haven't got to the outside as of yet.
You're right? Technically outside of what would be considered the jurisdiction of Last Hope. So, like, like in no man's land right now.
That's fine. I'm just I'm trying to show where we are on the map, like a position for the audience.
Yes, no, that's
and
correct.
If I can keep our position sort of centered, then people have an idea. Oh, they must be here, you know, because I don't really have a dot or an arrow. So, and I just want to double check for myself. Okay. So, great.
Yes.
Sorry. Check, thank you.
And you know, you have your battle wagon, that you have stolen.
What do you mean stolen?
Okay, procured questionably.
I paid for that with my credit chip, fair and square. Thank you.
I didn't even get my mattress.
Appropriated.
So, yeah.
Commissioned.
You didn't. Silt didn't really go in. He just found the entrance. So I would like a. How would you guys go about this? Like I said, this is a big cave opening. Silt, what you did notice is that it was definitely magically and manually dug out to be bigger.
Okay.
But the tunnel seems to have originated from something prior.
Well, time's burning. We need to get back in there if we're looking for these guys. How long have they been missing now?
You've been here a day because you took a full night's rest.
Okay, and we found...
Dead bodies.
A pile of dead bodies.
The bodies all seem to have either been viciously cut up into pieces, probably by the giant stone beetle, as it was eating the corpses. And the Dr. Quack did realize that most of these guys died from poison first, because he has the needles and the poison to identify. It was giant centipede poison.
Hey, what's this wee stuff? Where the hell have you been? I haven't seen you since, like, the tent.
The DM is recapping for the audience, Dr. Quack.
I know.
Please,
I'm just trying to put Rob on the spot.
Down.
I'm just trying to put Rob on the spot.
Please.
I want a story.
I'm remarkably stealthy.
You're still remarkably echoey. I need you closer.
Here we go.
Okay.
Much closer than that, and I'm eating it.
No, I know. But just... You're all in the room when you're talking. I need you in the mic. Thank you.
No
problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's great. Here. Just iron these little things out now.
Close the door.
Exactly. Well, Silt had things to do before he came to catch up with you. I don't think you're entitled to that story just yet.
He did some advanced reconnaissance with the aid of Ock when Ock went and looked at the footprints while you guys were playing CSI last time.
Well, my vote, we best get moving towards that. I mean,
then.
If this killed the mages, those miners don't stand a chance.
Correct. You're really worried. I mean, this wasn't supposed to be here.
No, and we're also a very small community. Like, we can't afford to be losing people en masse.
Well, let's go.
This way.
Big strong man first.
Yes.
You can go first. I'm not sexist at all. You ladies can lead the way.
No, the lady said big strong men first.
All right, so we're going to approach this hole.
Okay, Ock, the back of the pile. You're a goblin.
I'm not sure what I just did.
Men first, goblin second.
What happened?
I don't know what
Can you all see that map? Has it loaded in?
Oh, are you loading a map? Loading. Is that what that is?
Good.
Okay.
That is what that is.
All right.
Okay.
Good. I just want to make sure it is actually loaded.
But all joking aside, Ock should be up
Corey
here
didn't get
with
it.
Myself.
Here, I'll share it again.
Yeah, it hasn't completely loaded on my side either.
Yeah, mine's all messed up.
It might
up.
Be completely... It might be completely blank if it's... since I have it masked.
Oh, so, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why. Okay.
All right.
Here. How many of you have low light vision? How many of you have a light source?
I have low light vision.
And I've got a light source if I cast the spell.
Give me a second.
And Ox should have low light vision as well.
If I have
very
low
good.
Light
I just want to. Cool. All right, so for right now, those of you with low light vision or with some form of light, that is about as far out as you can see. You're definitely in a tunnel. It's the creepy kind of tunnel with the splitter splatter of drippity drippities off the ceiling. And like I said, the ceiling is a good 30 feet up for those of you who like to know those kinds of things. It is partially carved out, partially what looks like pre-done. Like it was, something was already here that they based this tunnel off of.
How even is the flooring? Like, is it?
In this part, it's fairly clean. Like you can definitely tell that they were preparing to lay down something that looks like suspiciously like rail lines.
Okay. Just want to know for combat reasons.
Yes, I will let you know when we have, you know, the...
no problem. I got you.
The yes, that. I'll think of the word eventually.
It's okay. It'll catch up to you when you need it.
Well, let's do this right. So, yes, you are... you're in a dark tunnel. Daylight's behind you. It's not helping much in the tunnel. You can't see very far, but like I said, the echoing is going to make hearing things difficult for those of you who are thinking tactically. It's a tunnel without lights. It's your class A horror movie beginning.
I move to here.
Maybe it's a B movie. Let's face it. It's probably a B movie. Okay, you move there.
If he's there, I'm going with him.
Can you share the map?
Map is shared.
I did.
Oh, I see. Okay,
can you not see it, sir?
No, it's fine. I didn't stick the map. I gotta stick it to there. We go.
Okay. So, yeah. I would like you two to in your lovely little dice tower, because this is a secret roll. I need perception checks if they're trained, which I think all of yours is trained. If it's not trained, don't give it to me. But if it is, please give it. Perception.
Oh, how do I do this out of my dice tower?
You just roll 21. You should just drop it down into the dice tower. So grab your skill, perception, drop it into your dice tower, and it will drop it in for me.
Yeah. And only the DM will be able to see the roll, which is kind of cool.
Correct.
My dice tower should shut off. I have to find it somewhere. The audience and I are searching for my dice tower.
Could have dropped one there for you, Jared.
Let's see here. Yes, I see it, sir. But this is the fun part. This is like the old school. I'm rolling behind the curtain, and you're hearing dice roll. You're just not actually hearing it. And I'm laughing hysterically because you're all going to die. Oh, did I say that out loud? Oops.
You're not going to die.
We refuse to listen to you.
So, Mephrik, you got one for me?
Really? That's your maniacal laugh, dude? Yeah,
I dropped one.
Mine should have come up as well.
That's better. That's better.
That's better. Laugh like you got it.
I can't decide. You know, maybe I'm evil genius laugh.
The last one was good. The last one make the hair stand up on my wrist and I'm slightly turned on. You're good.
Yes.
Okay, save it some for the second.
Welcome to my dungeon.
You don't scare
do you want to play with these toys or these toys?
Yeah, that's definitely foreplay.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Moving on.
All right.
Bottom two.
Silt, you notice that there are pits in front of you. Like actual... actual dug pits with spikes that have been like carefully laid over with twiggies and really good paint.
There.
And it looks like somebody actually,
took the time to build the trap.
Build the trap. The very, very big trap that's here.
I will describe that to the rest of
it. It is 15. Guys, yes, you should have free movement right now. It is unlocked. You can grab your character and move it. If you can't, Mifrit, you really want to go there? And you okay?
Oh, you bonehead!
This is why you let the DM illustrate. They're 15-foot pits, so you just walked into them. So I need reflex saves from both of you.
Your pit's 15 feet across.
You can
scale that, eh?
To 15. Yeah, yeah. Well, if you hover over it, you'll see the shadow goes 15 by 15.
No, not on mine.
Not on mine either.
But if yes, I could do it this there way too. Thank you. I can make them bigger.
Not going to step into that.
I found it.
There. Look at those pits grow.
That can be taken way too wrong.
Zoom in with your wheel and then use the.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
No, that's where I belong. Sorry.
So, Mifrit, I'm not going to worry about initiative right now because it's technically, even though we're technically sort of in combat, we're not. So, are you going to yell back to the rest of them?
Yeah, like, hey guys, a couple big pits up here.
Come on down to the pits, all right.
Did they fall in?
No.
I'm gonna let that one slide. They were a little excited. That was their one freebie.
Hee hee hee.
So what are you guys gonna do? And you got a 15-foot pit.
Oh, let's see. Let's cast a light spell down there and see what happens.
Perfect.
Boom. There we go. Cast a light
spell. Since this is a lot of your first time, I'm guessing with dealing with traps in second edition, traps are treated slightly different than anything else. They're almost like a monster in some instances. So the first part was most traps, if they're magical, you need to have a way to detect them, and you have to have a high enough perception skill that you're trained in. So the different levels of experience with skills falls into play here. The second part is that in order to actually disable the trap to get around it, you have two options. You can physically disable it, hitting it with big, strong, heavy objects like He-Man, or you can let your notable thief attempt a thievery check to disable the device with their thievery skill, so long as they are trained in it or greater.
I am trained in that, actually.
So am I.
So you have two options. You can treat it like an object, which means that you're hitting against hardness and trying to get it to the break condition, which is normally half of the object's hit points in most cases. So that's one thing that, at least in my game, we haven't gone into is items and corrosion. I kind of alluded to that with the weapons that had acidic damage to them last time. So I'm throwing that in there for the listeners. I'm going to touch on some of the mechanics that I think they've done a very good job about adding into.
Can I jump across?
If you've got the acrobatics check for that.
I do.
Which you would need. I can give you the DC second. Acrobatics. Move. Train, tumble through.
And yes, I'll make sure I stride 10 feet first.
Squeeze. Fight.
Page 242, core book.
Yeah, I'm just seeing if it's actually in the little description that they give us for...
Okay.
In the skill section, which is interesting. So yes, we're going to make this. Let's see here. I'm going to say DC 20 to get across that with a running jump. So you'll get a +4 to your attempt.
Okay. So, I can even do that here. I go like this.
Yep.
I go four, then I grab 21.
Nice.
Very, very good. So you make it across, sir. Go ahead and put yourself on the other side of that there ledge.
Well, if he can do it, then I can too. Or not. Or not.
You have to.
So that is a critical failure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with my +7 from my acrobatics. Means,
yeah, but it's still a critical failure, good sir.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I got a natural 1 with my +7.
Mayford, he's down there.
Yeah, hi. I'm in the hole.
I said it before and I'll say it again. You bonehead.
First time.
I'm just hoping there's not.
Okay, like, so long jump, and I'm sorry, it's actually an athletics check, but I think you can also do it with an acrobatics. It's just the same number, just whatever's higher. For future reference, I was just quickly going over this. So, so you fall and land prone normally. That's what a critical failure would have done. But since you're falling and landing prone on top of a trap door that leads into a pit, we are now.
We're going to learn what's at the bottom of the pit.
We are going to find out what is at the bottom of this here pit.
Oh, hang on. I got one more.
No, you
that's
need
a
no.
That's a pit trap. That's an opening.
Yeah, you just.
No, I like the scream better.
Ow!
So
you're having too much fun,
Melford. Well, since you were trying for an actual physical jump across there, and it was an athletics check, give me a reflex save to see if you like arrest your fall at all, or are you going to like bounce off the edge and then fall in because you did critically fail. So, like, are you like taking a bite out of the edge of this thing and taking more damage, or are you like actually catching yourself here?
I don't know.
So go ahead, make it reflex save.
When what are we rolling for that? Side of the computer.
No, like just reflex, man, reflex.
Okay, I need to
roll your reflex. It should be in there on your character sheet, right on the main page. It is.
Right there.
Well, maybe not on the main page.
Yep,
sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
There.
I got a 15.
Very good. I will allow you to just barely like arm plant onto the side, preventing your head from like creening into the sharp edge, but you'll still take 10 points of damage from falling into the bottom of the pit. Because it is a kind of deep pit. It is a 15-foot deep pit. You just basically faced first straight into the bottom of a pit that's just, you know, it's got that water smell, and you know that that's not water. That's the bottom of this. It tastes kind of tangy, but it's not the kind of tangy you like.
Ew.
Yeah.
I want my mommy.
Oh.
Don't say mummy in a cave.
Something's extra squishy.
There you go. Hit the bottom.
Ow.
So you're at, yeah, you're hurting now. You've definitely broke an arm or something there.
Okay.
I think I hurt my pancreas.
Can I roll a thievery check now that everybody's decided
for the other
to...
one? Yes.
To find the trap?
She knows where the trap is. She's just disabling
it. Find a way across.
Apparently, I am not very thievery today.
Nope. Luckily, this is just a mechanical trap. So basically, you basically activate it, and the trap door falls out. So now you've got a pit to get across.
Plank to get across the pit.
It's the other
one. So now you've got to find a way to get across this pit. So Dr. Quack, you heard screaming. Oh, Dr. Quack is taking a smoke break. Very good. I understand. Slit, what would you like to do? You've seen all this happen. You're definitely hearing some noises coming out of that.
I'm going to walk over here and look down.
He definitely looks like he's either dislocated his arm, maybe he's fractured it. It definitely looks like Dr. Quack is going to have his work cut out for him. He's lying prone on the bottom of this 15-foot drop. Basic climbing check would get him out of there. Like I said, these are just basic pits. These are almost, they're just, if you didn't know better, are you the one with warfare knowledge?
Me? No.
No, then never mind. I'm not going to give you that tidbit.
I don't need that. Hey, Mayford, how you feeling? Mayford, oh no, he's gone.
Mayford is the one with the war skill.
He's working at a tech problem.
Okay, so Ock and Dr. Quack, what would you two like to be doing? You've heard screaming. You definitely have been pointed out that, you know, Mayford is at the bottom of the pit by a laughing and pointing silt.
I'm not laughing. I'm just smiling because I made it and he didn't. Not rubbing it in.
Nature really hates you, man.
You know what would have been really handy in this situation, Mefret? That mattress that you didn't let me bring. Who's got rope?
Who needs a mattress? I've got rope down here at the bottom.
Throw it up. Tie your shoe around the end like a weight and then throw it up.
Shoes?
I will throw my rope down.
Your belt.
Maybe.
Your pants.
No, I'm not taking off my pants.
Take your pants off.
No, I'm not taking off my pants.
Do it, Ratsy, if I'm running scared.
There's a lady present.
Who's peering it down. I'm sorry, did somebody say pants?
It's nothing she hasn't seen before.
Exactly.
Throw me the whip. I'll throw you the idol. Chuck a rock at him. Where's my inventory here?
But yeah, I'll toss a rope down to him now. I've got a rope and a grappling hook, so I'll set the grappling hook and then toss unicorn. The rope.
Rob, can you actually go into Zoom and come up to your levels there? Because you're like half the level of anybody else.
Got it.
I can't remember the name. What's the name?
What?
Of the whole game.
Fantasy Grounds demo.
No, I got that.
The lobby we're in.
If we say it out loud, then everyone will join. Type it in the game chat.
So somebody type it.
How about now, Jeff? Hey, Jeff, how about now?
A little better. Still want you close in on that. Hang on.
Well, I'm still close in on it. I'm just trying not to...
Sorry about this, guys. This is the extra person here that's having the small issues. No. So
I got 3 or 4 words.
All good.
Something about a Wizardstein unicorn. You type the login in the chat there. Anyway, so it's okay. You can deal with Sylph and the rope while we're working on some tech issues.
So who's playing with the rope?
Me. But as I said, I'll set my grappling hook first and then toss the rope down.
Come on, I will.
Okay.
That's all I remember. I can't back out him.
That's fine. I've got it.
So, when you get a chance, give me an athletics. Yes, I need you to give me an athletics check. It's an easy one. 5. To climb up the rope.
If his arm is broken, it's not so easy.
Athletics check. Look at that. Give me big numbers. I guess 10 is not worth a hill of beans.
Yes, very good. Congratulations. You're now on the other side of the pit.
Just type it in the chat, Cheryl.
There we go.
Should bring that up.
But yes, your arm is broken. Go ahead and make a perception check, you two, since you're both on the same side and you're kind of checking out, Mivrit's body.
I'm on the wrong side to be checking
out. Just a perception check right now.
Okay, one sec. 18.
Oh, there was a smell that came up with him, and it's definitely not the kind of smell that you want to smell coming off of your armor.
All right, that's the beans.
It's, it's, yeah. You're thinking you kind of found where maybe that acid was on the leather weapons.
Ooh.
It seems to be doing some nasty to
you
to your armor.
Get that armor off. I don't have anything to cancel acid. Quack.
Do you have anything to cancel some acid?
Like a neutral anything?
I can only do lesser healing potions and such. I don't know if I have an antacid on me. Want some Tums? What do you want? Second
up. You kissed your wife. I don't want to be left out.
Damn.
So, it's not going to affect you anytime soon, as in like the next, day or so, but you're definitely going to have to either get this neutralized or it's definitely going to ruin your armor within the next 1d3 days.
Not good.
You have been covered in a corrosive agent that has not been identified yet.
So no hugging Mayford.
No, thank you.
Ooh, let me ask. I forget. You don't have actual metal armor, do you? You're just wearing leather. Correct?
Who, me? Me?
Yes.
Yes, you.
Yes, I just have leather on. So what you're telling me is my...
Okay,
my
so it's 1D... It's 1D6 days. It takes a lot longer because you have a natural base and it's not metal.
Not that anybody can see me raising my hands in the air because I'm excited.
Okay.
Yes. All right. How about the lovely ladies? What would you two like to do?
Well, can I try another thievery check? And
Danny. I mean, you can, but all that's really going to do is reset the trapper. Is that what you're trying to do? Reset it and do something with it? Because you've sprung it, basically. So the trapdoor has gone down.
Okay,
it has collapsed in.
I will do... all bad. My athletics
thinking.
Is not that good.
Positive thinking.
I mean, like I said, you can reset it and then try to, jury rig it so it doesn't flop about back open.
Okay, well,
but that's
going to
get.
That,
I will need. Give me a. Let me see here. I want a DC 18 thievery check to reset it since you're technically on the other side of where the door hinges. Done. Look at that. Look at you go. All 19. Right. So you've got it reset. Now let's go ahead and do a DC 20 to completely fandangle this thing and not actually have it collapse under you.
You are asking a lot.
I know. That's the point.
Nope.
Ooh.
13.
So the question is, do you want to spend your time actually fiddling with this? Because I'll give you 10 minutes to do that, but it'll be 10 minutes spent doing this.
Well,
what does the party feel like?
Can somebody assist me?
Not me. Every time I touch something, I break
it. Do they have a trained... If anybody with a trained thievery skill could technically assist you with this.
Doc?
I'm checking. 1 second.
Yeah, I can help. Like, what exactly do you want me to do?
I need your assistance jerry-rig this thing. So no it doesn't problem. Open.
What's my role there to help her?
You're
It'll
way
just give
in
her
right
a plus two.
Rob?
That's weird. Hold on. I'm adjusting.
So Rob, roll your thievery, and if you get high, it'll give her bonuses. Yeah.
Rob, your problem is the mic's pointed at your chest, not your mouth.
No, I just moved it. There we go. I gotta adjust some things here.
Well, Silt sounds like a
how's that?
A normal backseat driver. He's trying to tell you how to do your job. And you're just better. Shaking your head because you know that the pin doesn't go there. You know it.
Look, I just showed you.
You know, it's not right. That pin does not go into that square hole. That is a round pin. It does not go into that square hole.
Don't I'll care. Make it
Going
fit.
In there. I said so.
So he
that's
doesn't
what I like
you.
To hear.
If you stomp on it hard enough, it sometimes does.
Exactly. I like the way you think.
You're welcome.
Which means I completely boned that role, so boys and girls.
Okay, so
is anybody else
going
to try to help our...
You said
so far, nobody. He's actually hurting you right now.
Yeah, despite my small stature, I'm not very trained in the thievic arts.
And Ock definitely probably isn't, considering he is a champion.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Could you free up Ock so Anita can grab him?
I mean, I
think I already
try.
Did. You should be able to.
I grabbed him. I
but
need to,
I'm on the wee bit of the injured side.
Hey, Mayfer, jump back and grab him and throw him to me.
Dwarf toss? How about my 17?
Unfortunately, Manfred, this is definitely something you need to be trained in, so all you're really doing is getting your fingers in the way.
That doesn't sound like a good thing.
This is not working for me. Nothing's working for me.
Hey, Manfred, do you have any medical supplies? I didn't take any. Do you have any? You want to toss me some? I could at least deploy a medical while they're doing this to Mayford.
I don't have any medical supplies, but I could just simply cast a healing spell on myself.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you don't need my help. I will step slowly away.
So let's do that. There's whatever. Oh, wow. I did a lot. Oh, look at that. I got 4.
Hey, 4 more than you had a second ago.
Right.
Are you good with Hawk there, Dr. Quack? Or do you still need me to refree it up again?
Sorry. I'm trying to get there. Good reason I've...
All right, so let's see here. We had a heal check. Oh, you cast heal. You're giving yourself 4 heal health points.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you have 6 wounds. Yeah, there you go.
You want to mute that, Rob, before you start playing with it?
Oh, sorry about that.
So, do any of you who are on the far side of the pits want to make a perception check?
Sure. Is that me?
That would be Slit and Mifrit. Ock, you can definitely take a perception check if you're up and ready to go.
You keep calling me Slit.
Silt?
There you go.
Sorry.
I'm a miner.
I got a 14. Hawk got a 16.
17.
All right. Well, around this pile of rubble, you have caught the attention of some very little flying, not really flying, but they're very little creatures that are running around with pitchforks in their hands that are almost a little bit bigger than they should be. For those of you at home who want to look these things up, they are technically part of the Oh god, now my brain is farting and it's not showing up on my they are part of the gremlin family. So you have got the attention of what looks like to be some kind of miniature angry looking miners. They're not very they're not happy. They're definitely small. And less than 4 feet.
Okay, so they're small. Okay.
They are actually considered small. Monster Manual considers these things small. Bestiary, bestiary.
I shall draw my short sword.
And they are not happy. But then again, like I said, with your perception check, they're silt. You're definitely noticing these guys almost look like workers.
Yeah. With tiny pitchforks, I draw my short sword.
Okay.
And place myself there. Because we still have Mayfert healing up and the other aren't across yet.
Correct. So let's see here. Your perception check was what again? 17? So that is your initiative. Because that is how the lovely things here work.
Cue the battle.
Your Milfrit. Your is 14. Let's see here. What was the last thing the rest of you did? So the rest of you give me a perception check just so, since these are tiny, they are on the other side of a chasm. And, oh, look 25. At you. Miss 25.
You even know their names.
Can I keep my last one? Everybody can see the squid. See
I know
the name
their
tag.
Blood type.
See the name tag. Sticking out of the collar of their shirt. Opponent one, type A. Sticking out of the... Can I keep my last perception?
So, technically, that was your last roll that you did, which was 24.
Yeah, it's much better than that one.
Look the other direction. Look the other direction.
What's that?
Huh?
What about Ock? Is Ock able to roll perception? Adam Ock?
Trying to get there.
Just roll.
Okay, no, I'm just wanting to make sure your character sheet is working.
I rolled a 9.
So rolled a 9 and Ox. Actually, yeah, let me. Ox perception is 3, so 12. Okay. All right. So as things stand, it is. Since you did see them, Silt, I'll let you have gone ahead and had that move.
Okay.
I know they're hard to see, but there are squares on the map. So your character will lock to half points and centers. Okay. So just try to keep your characters in the center of the squares. Everything else should work out fine.
No problem.
So that would bring us to Danny. Danny, you see a little, you know, little man who looks really pissed off and not very happy, wielding a copper pickaxe. What looks like a pickaxe?
My perception of 25, are these little buggers made of stone?
No, these look like flesh and blood.
Right,
pissed
I
off
shoot
midgets.
It.
Okay, I will. Let's see here. We have unlocked combat target mode. Let's see if this actually works this time. We are going to drop you on this guy. All right. Go ahead. Roll your attack, please.
Nice.
Natural 20. So 23.
So critical that hit. Will definitely hit. That hurt a lot. That you definitely saw this thing just like went into its eye. And it's definitely did damage. You definitely went over and beyond the scope of what you needed to do.
I did not mean to roll that many.
Wow. What kind of bow are you using?
I don't know what happened.
Wow. Oh, it's because it's a deadly weapon. It's a short bow. Deadly, you criticaled. The short bow normally does 2d6. So you're doing 4d6 because it's a critical.
Oh.
You criticaled, so it does deadly damage. So it's a d10. So you obliterated that. The
little
fellow, like it was your job.
Nice.
You do not like gremlins. Very good. Good. Okay.
Nice.
That was your turn. Silt, you just watched one gremlin head explode.
That's amazing. I love that.
From a twig. It looked like a twig, just like hit it square in the forehead, and its head just like blew apart like a pumpkin. So yeah, there you go. Your turn, sir.
Okay, I will attack the other one.
You will attack the other one. Okay.
I will close to there, and I will attack.
Very good.
Where's my...
You're all set, sir. And
I just have to grab the right one here.
There we what go. Are you attacking with today?
A short sword.
Your short sword of doom. Soon to be named. It'll have its own song eventually.
Someday, yeah, really, eh?
Do, 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 do,
yeah.
Do. Yeah, the song of fumble.
Yeah, I missed.
Did you actually grab your attack die on that one? Because that's a two. That's definitely two.
That's a two, but I didn't. I forgot to arm myself with my short sword. There we go.
So that would technically, I believe, be a... Got too many boxes open here. That would definitely be a critical failure, I believe, on this part. Let's double check. These things are mostly made up of natural abilities to their armor. So, yeah. Okay, so you rolled a two. What would it be with all your stats added in?
Unfortunately, with that particular weapon, it is still a two.
So nothing special about it.
Nothing at all.
So that is definitely a critical failure. I believe we are doing the critical fumble deck. Good DM.
Critical fumble deck.
Jeff Ball, do we have the
I don't have the deck.
Fumble
have
deck available today?
The critical fumble deck's on the way.
Oh, okay. Critical fumble deck. That's fine. I wasn't sure.
Oh,
I wasn't sure.
My apologies. I have a plus four. I just set it up wrong.
Damn, you guys over holding.
So you have a... So you're at a six. So that isn't a critical failure. That's just a really bad failure.
It's really bad, yeah.
Okay.
It just makes you feel bad.
Let's also remember, people, if you can take more than one action if you haven't used all of your actions. Are you going to attack again?
Yes.
Add a minus five? Minus four?
Minus four, is it not?
Minus four, that's right. Look at that.
It's going to come out to a
10. Did you actually select your attack on your character? So, like, under combat, I believe?
Yeah. Sorry, I killed it last time. I didn't mean to throw that.
That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the actual...
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it still comes out to a four after you do my negatives.
Okay.
I missed twice.
You missed twice. That's all right. There we go. We're at least... We've got it running on the chart now. So, yeah, it's... You could swear this thing would be easy to hit, but... It's just it seems to be bobbing and weaving.
I mean,
like,
yeah,
it's,
come on, I hit it.
It's job.
One of us is bobbing and weaving. Either he is or I am.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we don't have to worry about that. Okay, he's dead. The one guy's completely missing his head. So Mefrit, it is your go. You have just watched your friend miss horribly twice, and the lovely rogue, Danny, has single-handedly killed the most creatures tonight. Single-handedly.
Wow. Isn't that
not even with a hand. She used a twig.
Hmm. Can I...
So what would you like to do today?
Draw and load my crossbow. Is that good for two actions?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And are you aiming at the one that, there?
The one that's not dead.
Aim for the dead one.
No, no dead ones.
I don't know. You might have better luck with the dead one.
That's the only thing.
Okay, sir. Let's try this out.
All right. So, what do I need to do? Like, can I just shoot? Throw this? Ooh, no, not the whole page.
You should be able to just grab it off of your character sheet and throw it in the chat screen. I already have it selected. And good job, sir. You hit it. You hit it good. Ooh. Not a critical, but it's that definitely stuck in there. Roll your damage. Well, then.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we'll be here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here a while. You just graze it. It's cheek. It like carves a row right across his cheek. You got green blood going everywhere. It's not happy with you now.
Now it's glaring
it's got
at
a,
you.
It's got a stupid it's got a stupid half human in front of it. It can't do anything about it yet because it's actually Ock's turn. Lady Ock. Right. What would you like to do? You can tell me and I can actually do it for you if you'd like.
Will you release him?
Anita?
Yes, I'm here.
I did release him.
Can you do it again?
I did release him. It is technically under the control of someone right now, but I can re-release him if that'll help. That is not too difficult to do. I'll re-release him. Clear owner. Owner is cleared. See if you can select that character now. Did you get it?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, what do you want
now?
From me?
So and you've everything? Got a few choices you can do. You're playing Ock, who is a champion of a dead god, technically. But he's still a champion, so he still gets divine goodies. Ock, technically, so if you have Ock's character sheet open.
Yep.
Yeah, you're seeing that you're laboring very well right now. Lady Ock is laboring, trained yes. at labor. So if you go down to actions, it's the bottom tab on the left or right.
Yep.
I know mine. Left and right. Okay. Yeah. Make the L, Jared. Those are your different abilities that Ock has. He's got a dog slicer and a javelin. So your javelin's your ranged attack, which I don't think you're in range though, because I think the javelin's only in range of 15. No, range it's actually 30 feet. Wow. Okay. So you might actually be within range. Now we had this figured out earlier. I at least thought I had it figured out earlier. So you are, let's see here. Where is my lovely little doodles?
Doodles?
You are
somewhere.
Why isn't it letting me do this? I was trying to get a measurement up, but it's not letting me bring up a measurement. So,
so as it looks, I'm not down in the pit, correct?
You're not down in the pit. You can move up to the edge of the pit, reducing your distance, which I was hoping I could pull out the measuring tape, but it's apparently not letting me do that.
So I will get up to the pit.
That means I've got to go 5, 10, 15, 20, 30. So you're definitely outside of the first range increment, plus you've got to shoot past, you got to throw past this rock pile. Yeah. So your best bet would be to move twice or attempt to move twice. And jumping across that pit would take the rest of your actions. It would be an acrobatics or an athletics or acrobatics check of 20, whichever is higher for you. Or you can sit here and wait, hold your action.
Let's go with the athletics then. Let's see if I can get across. My bad. I didn't roll that properly. I rolled a 7.
Yeah, just
14.
That's fine. We can try it again. Let's pull up the skills tab, your skills tab. And if you go to, you're trained in athletics. So if you just grab or even the die that's under the plus 7 and throw it in there. There you go.
There
you are. And you do that like a boss. Boom, and I'll go ahead and move you over there.
I just text
so you're Joel. Over there. You look over at Mifrit, you just kind of give him like, yeah, that's how you do that. Look, you know, that look. The one that's like, that is how you ride a horse.
Ooh,
you
know,
that look. So.
I'm showing off and I'm better than you, so bullocks to you.
We made Ooka girl. Yay. He was good as a man, but now.
Lady Ook.
Lady Ook.
Now he's better.
He had the tea from War for the Crown, and now
So let's have the DM actually catch up with everything that's going on here, because now we can see this. There we go.
It is terrible to try and to work out.
Somehow, okay, we somehow managed to get all that. That's all back. Very good. There we go. I kind of figured it out. Woohoo! Okay. The Mifit Minor. Sorry for the pronunciation. I know that's probably not how it is, but it's a gremlin. It is a subclass of the gremlins. A Mifit. It's the lowest of the low. He doesn't like dancing, and that's what he's kind of getting the feeling of what you're doing, what he's doing with Silt. And he doesn't need another wife. So he's got plenty of those. So he is going to attack you because, well, that's what he does. He's doesn't like big people. He's not happy about that. Big people don't make him happy. So he is going to hit you with a really bronzed looking pick hammer. You're close enough now. This thing looks like it's got a pick on one side and a hammer on the other. Very reminiscent to the gnome hook hammer, just a little different. Definitely beat up. Definitely looks like it's had better times, better days. But yeah, it's going to do this. He's not happy with you. And let's find out if Jared has done this correctly. Look at that. He has missed you by a mile. He's not doing much better than you are at swinging an item around with as a weapon. I mean, he's got a working tool. What do you expect from him? He's just a working tool. You know, you've got this big pointy object that you're swinging at him, and he's just a working tool. He misses with his blunt object. And he's not very happy. But you know, that's the way things go. Dr. Quack. Yeah. It is your turn. You hear this going on, the combat's happening. You've just watched Lady Ock jump across the pit like it was her job.
You guys didn't know that this was a woman. It was always in disguise.
I'm just imagining like this.
I'm gonna go with split personality before we make anything for Joe's character canon.
Understood.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but he come back and he's like, "Hey, what? why do I, you know, fear thunder and want a mimosa? I don't know, Joe. This is your character now."
Wanting a mimosa?
Sorry. So, do we see the mimosas? The Menfit mimosas? The what are they? The goblin, the Menfit mimosa goblins?
Mifits.
Thank you.
You see the dead one? Yeah. Mifits. They're gremlins. They're a type of gremlin. So, think gremlin and you'll get close enough.
All right. Signature move. All right. Ready? Mm-hmm. I draw my blowgun.
Oh, my God.
And then, as a second... you have no idea, Rob, the games you missed already. I draw my dart. I do the mixture. And I think that's three.
Okay.
But I'm done.
That is. Coding a non-coded dart in combat, yes, that would work. I will remind you, you did salvage some already coded darts. If you want to use those instead.
Yes.
I might not have marked it down on your character sheet, but I did do the rolls after the game, and it is six of them.
Yeah.
You have six of them pre-coded.
Yeah.
You are going to aim at said gremlin.
The green square, they got the silt gremlin. Clear shot. No, the other one.
It's 40 feet.
No, the green goblin there.
And you
there are no silt. Green ones.
That menacing looking goblin, the guy that's in the way.
Oh,
the one I'm dancing with.
No, I'm kidding.
It's spinning?
Yeah, no. All right. So I'm going to pull up my sheet. Nope, that's not it. Pull up my sheet. I'm going to go to actions. I'm going to go to my blowgun, and I'm going to take the shot.
Take the shot.
18 plus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Attack. Hit. Huzzah.
You hit. You hit. Bazinga. Good, sir. You hit. It's not a critical.
It says damage 1.
You hit.
Piercing non-lethal.
Yes. But it is the
fortitude save.
I think
thing?
I put this in here. I'm hoping it stayed.
Injection poison.
It's not fortitude. Party sheet.
This is your poison from your
there
leftover
dog. There we go. Poisons.
So. Yes.
It is applied.
I never identified the actual poison, so I'm kind of shooting blind. So that's on you to actually activate it if it's still good, and you know.
Oh wait, I gave you the poison. That's not what I wanted to do. You're not poisoned.
I feel so.
Oops. My bad.
I feel so weak.
Where's my fortitude?
So there we are. Once.
Natural 20, no, 25. Haha. Just in case.
Nice.
So it is poisoned. On the first effect, it takes. No, I don't want you to give it to Dr. Quack. He does not poison himself by using it. So.
This is Dr. Quack. One never knows.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. On the first round, it is. Do you have that up by chance? I'm pretty sure it's in your character sheet. It's the same poison you have. And I think it'd be quicker to get it from there.
The centipede venom?
Yes, centipede venom. Thank you, sir. I believe it's in your notes or your inventory.
Saving throw, 17, fortitude, maximum duration, 6 rounds, stage. Actually, can I just throw this into the chat? Nope.
Yeah, you can. You should be able to just drop it in there.
I did. Nothing happened.
All right, I'll just grab it off of your character sheet and drop it in, I think.
Nope.
Fortitude.
I want to show the world. Well, the audience can actually see this. But not you.
Right.
Stage 1, 1d6 poison damage for one round. Stage 2, 1d8 poison damage and flat-footed for a round. Stage 3, 1d12 poison damage, clumsy, and flat-footed for one round. Question is, does he get the DC 17?
No, he misses by 10.
Ouch.
Oh.
So that would be a critical failure.
Does that just bump him up to stage 2?
So it automatically bumps him to stage 2.
Huzzah! That was my happy dance time. So that's how you shoot somebody watching her kill somebody. Okay. Right.
Show off. You guys are show offs.
Well, no, it's like, let's do the math, you know, like.
Stage 2, go ahead. And what does stage 2 do for those of us who are just listening?
I saw that. And then I just followed through. Stage 2 is D8 and flat footed.
Awesome. So he is flat-footed.
1 point.
He takes 1 point of damage.
I've been there. I know what that's
2 points
about.
Of damage.
Oh.
Awesome.
1 point is better than none.
I know. But you weren't here last week or the week before where I just spent like all combat loading the damn thing and getting my chemicals out. Thank you, Internet. I'm a churgeon. Very useful after the combat. Though. Oh,
yes.
I rock the in-between scenes, I'm telling you.
And he's flat-footed, so I need to put that on his character sheet, too. He's a flat-footed, poisoned, dancing gnome.
Flat-footed. Check it and see.
Well, not gnome.
Not gremlin. That's for sure.
Flat-footed! Check my AC! No?
That was almost good.
Not bad. Not bad, Jeff. Not bad.
I didn't write the original, and I didn't write that.
No, not
all
bad.
Right. It brings us back to the top. Lady Danny.
Yay!
You, well, yeah. You know what's going on. I don't need to tell you.
Did we all get knighted?
She did, secretly. You weren't there that day.
Lady this, lady that.
That's right.
Being polite, sir. That way when I kill you, it doesn't feel so bad.
You're going to kill somebody. Don't be like that.
Can I?
Maybe.
Bring it on.
Can I see the other one? Or is he behind all the...
You're going to have to move a little bit, but yeah, you could technically see him. It's technically just heavy terrain. Difficult terrain.
Don't want to fall in the pit. Hold on.
So you're moving 10 feet south? Please describe for the audio portion of our podcast.
Yes, I move. Give it a shot. Jeff.
What?
Check the chat.
And I don't think I hit...
No, nope, that's a definite miss. That is a miss. So that would bring it to Silt. Silt, unless you want to, you can attack two more times, technically.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay, second attack.
Ooh,
17?
That is a definite hit.
Nice.
That hits. Roll damage.
2.
Very good. Did that actually kill it? That is the question. I've got too many things opened on this creature. No, it did not kill it. So
that to me now?
It is back to you, sir.
Well, I shall strike again with my short sword. Oh, wow.
Down. That is a critical miss, sir.
I do not feel
again,
so bad now.
And so we're going to do this. You're shooting with a crossbow.
No. I'm swinging with
a
sword.
Oh, that's right. You're the sword. I'm sorry. I got my characters mixed up. You're the sword. So...
Well, I missed the first one. If there's no detrimental action, I will swing again.
Oh, there's a detrimental. There is something bad that's going to happen to you. Roll me a reflex save to see if you hold on to your weapon, first off. DC 16. Look at that. You hold on to your weapon. Your clumsy attempt at swinging has... But catching yourself has used up one of your remaining actions, so that leaves you with one action, and if you attack again, treat it as if it was the third attack.
No problem. Oh, yeah. 12.
That's a miss.
Yeah, that's a critical miss.
No, but it was still a miss. You're dancing with it still. Come on. Don't. If it's more than twice, you're playing with it.
Not going there.
Hand check.
They're right here.
There we go. Yeah, I see two sets. The rest are all hidden.
Jeffs are definitely busy. We're not saying with what.
I'm running a lot of tech.
Mefrit, your turn, bud.
All right, we're going to fire another crossbow round out of this sucker.
All right, let's do this. Let's kill it like you're the boss of this here dungeon.
It's easy been my job to distract.
And not the bitch. I'm sorry. Oh. It looks like you're a bitch.
Oh.
You put too much pressure on him.
Oh, can I try again?
It's a crossbow, so it takes two actions to load, so no.
Uh-huh.
Unless you...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sorry.
Unless you have combat.
Well,
there is a skill for that.
Ock, it is your turn. Can you save this, Lady Ock?
Sure. I want to actually be able to get closer so I could use my weapon.
You're 5. Are you still 10, got armor as a javelin? 15,
20.
It's 25.
25.
The arrows are working on my screen, Jared.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird macro thingy. I think they're still working out because it shows up this time on me too.
Yeah, go figure.
Actually, if at the top of your map, if you click what looks like a roller skater or a coat hanger with boobs, as Matt said last night, you'll automatically target all the enemies. His words, not mine.
Okay, yeah, it's highlighted on mine, so I think that means it's actually used. So, what would you like to do?
Yeah, what the hell? Let's go with the javelin.
All right. Throw away. Grab the first die in your... let me know if I'm explaining things too much, if you understand. I'm sorry. I'm sometimes treat this like I am having to talk you through this, and you might not need that.
I'm getting it.
Awesome. That's a hit, so roll damage on that first one.
Nice.
Ooh. It's dying, so that basically means it's dead. There you go. You killed it. Ladies with the kills.
See, that's why I wish I had the camera set up. That was awesome. She did the big rocker, good night, Cleveland, yes, into the microphone with the fingers up. That's awesome. But you can't see it. Maybe next time.
So
that is how you do it.
Yes. As we come to the end of combat, we are closing on this here session. And will they make it through the rest of the dungeon, or will we spend another hour at a pit watching our friends fall into it?
It's okay. We have women with us. They'll protect us.
Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to fall into it.
Somebody's going to protect us.
Will the women clear this dungeon, and will the men keep falling into pits?
Okay, you know what? Bite me.
Damn straight.
Next time.
That's why I brought a mattress. Oh, that didn't come out right.
Oh!
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Because you're not going to...